morning. This is Juliana Erickson, and welcome to the Juliana Erickson Show, A Joyful Life. So, are you open to miracles today? Well, remember, miracles is a shift in perception, thinking things differently. So I'm going to try to help you shift and think of things differently. And today we're going to be talking about money. So how would you like to think differently about money? I mean, in a good way. So a lot of times people, okay, if you have what you want, that's great. If you don't want any more, that's fine. You can turn off the show and go do something else. But if you would like to have an improvement, if you would like to have a shift in your mind about wealth, rich people, wealthy people, work, then stay tuned because I'm going to have some ideas for you, some little exercises that might help you change things. So we'll start by seeing what's going on in your subconscious. You know, I've talked to you about that before, that what goes on in our subconscious is what we see in the world. The world that we experience, the life we experience, is an exact mirror of what's going on in our subconscious. So it's really important to see what's down there. If we have limiting thoughts about wealth, money, rich people, job, getting a job, not getting a job, doing what we love, not doing what we love, if we have negative thoughts about those, then guess what? That's what we're going to see in our life. I'm sure that you've seen people who they work in a job and, I'll give you an example. I have this woman who I know who she has been working for over 20 years in this job that she can't stand. In fact, the first time I asked her what she did, she said, she told me what she did, and it's, you know, a boring job, technical, has nothing to do with this woman's personality. I mean, she's a vibrant, exciting personality, great, loves to do work outside, has a beautiful garden, loves flowers, interesting, college educated, in the arts. And I asked her, I said, why do you do that job? It seems, and for so long. And she said, well, it pays the bills and it lets her do what she wants in the weekends. Well, you know, there's something to be said for that. I understand. But the fact is she's been doing that for 25 years. So for 25 years, she's been doing something that she detests for 8 hours a day or plus, because it's driving to and from. Let's say 8 hours a day times five is 40 hours a week times four, that's 160 hours of average a month. And you figure out, that's a lot of time. Let's see, 160. Yeah, 160 a month. So that's a lot of time. You know, that's a huge portion of your life that you're spending doing what you don't like, that it's your life. It's your life. You do that, well, let's see, if you're awake, that's a third of your day because you sleep eight, you detest your work for eight, and then for 8 hours you get to do what you like or work around the house or whatever. But the idea is a third of your life you don't like. So if that's you, think to yourself, why are you doing that? And this woman that I know, the one that I gave you the example of, her programming, her subconscious programming is that you can't do what you like and get paid for it. That was her parents' experience. Her parents taught it to her. She can't imagine doing what she likes, let alone what she loves, and get paid for it. That's so foreign to her. So because that's foreign to her, that's not in her subconscious, she will never experience it. She will continue to have this life that's, she's kind of limping along, and for a third of her life she enjoys, a third of her life she hates, and a third of her life she sleeps. So I'm not saying you have to every single moment you're going to love, but it certainly you can do better than that. So anyway, so that sets the preface of what we're going to be talking about in our subconscious. So think about, what were your thoughts when you were growing up about money? Was there, you know, was it a source of excitement and joy when your parents talked about money, or did they argue about money, or did they say there wasn't enough, or did they say it was hard to come by? Or, you know, think about some thoughts that your parents had about money that you heard as a child, which got planted in your subconscious, which has continued to multiply and grow and flourish, that you are still running on today. So just take a minute and write down some things that you know, you remember from when you were a child that you heard about money. How to get it, how to keep it, and people who had it. Let's say maybe rich people are greedy, They had to step on people to get to it, or if there's not enough to go around. So if you make a lot of money, then that means somebody else is going to lose. So just think about all the thoughts that you have, everything you can think of about money, and about getting it, keeping it, managing it, rich people, anything you can think of. Write that down. What you heard your parents talking about, did they argue? Who managed the money? Did they manage it well? Did they know how to invest it? Did they invest at all? Did they think only wealthy people invested so they didn't bother? Just keep on writing whatever comes to mind, write those thoughts down, negative or positive, although we're looking for the negative ones, of course, because remember, all healing begins in recognition, and unless we find these thoughts, we're not going to be able to let them go, right? So just another few seconds and write down whatever comes to mind. Write. Okay. So now I'd like you to write your most negative thought about rich people. What is your the first thought, the first negative thought that comes to mind about rich people? Notice I didn't say wealthy people. Said rich people. All right. So now I'd like you to write down, what do you think is the difference between wealthy people and rich people? You think there's a difference? Most people think that rich people, it sounds like a greedy term, and wealthy people sounds like an attainable, lovely, gracious term. And the fact is, they're both the same. They're both exactly the same. They mean the same. It's your point of view. And that point of view is the one that's going to point you to where, to what is holding you back from your own wealthy life, your own prosperous life, your own rich life, your own financially free life. So, and the reason, by the way, I'm spending all this time talking about it, I probably should have said this at the beginning, but prosperity is a word that everyone seems to be able to handle. It seems to be, soft, a nice, soft, cushy word. But the fact is, prosperity is all things. There's financial prosperity, there's health prosperity, there's joy prosperity. So prosperity is having what you want to create a lovely life. So prosperity means you have friends. It means you have, an active social life. It means you're healthy. It means a prosperous life has purpose. You interact with your community. A prosperous life has you're able to have a nice house and clothes, and you can travel and have an interesting life, maybe a cultural experience. So prosperous life has many parts to it. I'm just talking about money today because it's one of them, and it seems that when people aren't able to pay their bills, it's a little tough. So the idea is that we want to find out our thoughts about money, rich people, wealth. Okay? So give yourself a minute, and if you can think of one last thing that you need to write down here, fine, go for it. All right. So you have your thoughts out about rich, and you can spend more time after the podcast, but I just want you to kind of get an idea of what's in there. So if you have these negative thoughts when you go by someone with a beautiful convertible car on a great fall day, and this cute woman has an adorable white Audi convertible that you just would love to have, and you look at it and you think, ah, and maybe you find something to cut her down about, or she must be a bad person to have that car. I would never want to be friends with her. Something. Those are jealous thoughts. Those are limiting thoughts. But if you think about it, those thoughts you'd be saying about yourself if you became prosperous. So what you're doing is you're limiting yourself when you cut those people down because you're saying you wouldn't want to be one of them. So do you see what I'm saying? You're on one side, you're saying you want more prosperity in your life, you want more wealth, you want more riches, you want more money in your checking account. But on the other hand, when you see somebody that has something nice, you cut them down for it. So I'm not saying you do this, but it with the convertible, but the chances are pretty good that you do this in some areas of your life. So the idea is, instead of being angry or cutting those down people down or being jealous, bless them. And imagine that, you know what? There are a lot of wonderful, generous, wealthy people. I know plenty of them. There's nothing wrong with having money. But what's wrong is your thoughts about it. So notice what your thoughts are and change them. Rewrite them. If they're victim, if they're judgment thoughts, those came from those thoughts that you wrote down a while ago from your childhood. Those are thoughts that you took on from someone else. They're not yours. So create your own thoughts about money. Create what you'd like to do with money. Some wonderful charitable things, some raising your consciousness, raising, maybe giving, buying your mother, who's your aging mother, a lovely condo in Florida or something, you know, or giving, starting a new charity for maybe cats that people give away that are roaming the streets, or whatever it is you want to do. Think about some good things that you can do with money. Start noticing what heart benefits you can have to having money. You're much more likely to want to be wealthy or want to be rich or want to be prosperous if you can find some reasons that are heartfelt, not and overcome those negative, greedy thoughts that you have. So the first thing would be to notice your thoughts. The second one would be to transform those thoughts. So whenever, if you have any of those negative thoughts, turn them into positive ones. Like instead of looking at the big houses in a lovely neighborhood, instead of thinking, oh, those people are greedy or they must have stepped on a lot of people's backs to get there, think to yourself, you know what? I bet that person is a, you know, look at the money that they are able to contribute to charity. I'm so grateful that there are people like that that keep our arts going, or you know, something along those lines. I want you to think of some good things and try to turn your thoughts around from negative thinking about wealthy people to positive ones. Because if you want to be one of them, then you want to honor them, right? You want to be able to honor yourself and respect and love yourself as you become wealthy. So start changing your thoughts about wealth, money, those types of thoughts. Next time, we're going to be talking about managing money. But this time, I just want you to notice your thoughts about money. Notice how they could be different. Notice how they could be supportive. And if you want to become one of them, then you need to change what you think about them. And when I say them, I'm talking about wealthy, rich, prosperous people. All right? So our world is a reflection of our thoughts. So we need to look at our thoughts and either change them, transform them, or totally replace them. You figure it out, but something's got to change because you're a result today of the thoughts that you've had in the past. So you need to change your thoughts to be able to change your future. All right. So I'm going to sign off for today. This is Juliana Erickson with the Juliana Erickson Show, A Joyful Life. And oh, by the way, if you haven't subscribed yet, I'd love it if you would go just click that little button right there and subscribe so that you can, I do these weekly and you just get a little something in your email saying, oh, I got a new show. And it's about something different each week. And if there's something that you feel like you got out of today's show, please tell your friends. So that's how this works, is spread the good, right? So remember, I wish you a blessed, fabulous, life-affirming day. And remember that joy is a choice and learn how to choose. This is Juliana Erickson. Juliana Erickson Show, A Joyful Life, saying goodbye. Thanks again.